Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Smith, the president, and Dave Giesling, the CEO of the FEI Group. Guys, you doing okay today?
Hey, wonderful, Kemp. How you doing?
Great. Good to be with you. I've been looking forward to this. I've been doing a series of interviews to update the listeners about what's been going on in the residential replacement side of the flooring business, and I've been excited to talk to you guys about the builder and multifamily side. If you'll just give me a second background information, the FEI Group, once known as Floor Expo, got your start with a focus in flooring, being a group of flooring contractors focused in the builder and multifamily sector. You've grown the business. Now you're a group of commercial contractors focused in flooring and finishes because you've added cabinets and countertops and decorative plumbing and roofing. You're a division of CCA Global, and you have an annual meeting every year, which is always a lot of fun to go to. It just seems like success drips off you guys. Builder sector, why don't we start with that? Tell us what's going on there.
You're with us in fall at our conference, and we thought the year potentially would be, you know, flat, a little choppy, but we were rolling. Come middle through January, February, show season, into middle March, things were rocking and rolling, so business was really very good. Builder is still very good. Builder has been good through till now, and the reason for that is the backlog. You know, we're home sales, where it's our time comes a few months later, so business has been very good there. But on the builder segment, we're looking really hard at what's going to happen as we get through the summer into early fall, because there is a hole there for the home sales that did not happen during the pandemic period. But that's sort of the quick hit on builder.
Jay, let me interject. I interviewed the Harvard economist Kermit Baker, and he was telling us that right there at the beginning of 2020, we had finally gotten to what we hadn't seen in a decade. We were at a 1.5 million start area here, right?
It was. That's why I wanted to start with that. Yeah, the business was, we were Cadillacing there for a moment. So the craziness, we were rolling on both sides of our business, builder and multifamily, were very good. And we expect, I just throw this in, that they're going to be very good very soon again, because a lot of the fundamentals are sharp. But just quickly touching on multifamily, something Dave and I watch is through this pandemic is rent payment rates. And the most recent number there was 91% of folks paid their rent, which we see as a good sign. It's going to be down early summer on the multifamily side. We hear numbers range from 25-35%, but there is increasing optimism that the back end of the summer turn season, we call it, could see some pickup. But that's kind of the high cut on what we're seeing on both of the segments.
And how are the members doing as you look at their business? I guess one of the ways to ask the question is, are they going to make plan this year?
I was smiling. What a great question. Of course not, in most cases, right? Look, Kemp, we're living in a time right now where if I haven't looked at the market today, if it's down 2,000, I wouldn't even blink an eye.
Yeah.
So we're in a completely different time where, obviously, we're going through a trough here. So, no, nobody's going to make plan, at least in the flooring component. There are other components that might, roofing, for example. But people feel really good about where they are right now in general.
Yeah.
I wish we could plug you into some of these web and conference calls that we've had for the last 10 and a half weeks with these groups and subsets of the groups. The mindset has been incredible. People have done everything they need to do to adjust quickly, not be reactive, but proactive. There's a pep in the step in the membership for sure. That said, probably not going to make the budgeted plan for the fiscal year, that's for sure.
People have been talking about whether the recovery of this is going to be a V, a U, a swoosh. What do you think it's going to be amongst your members?
The V is less likely if you're looking at, say, multifamily, for example, and this is because of the hangover from unemployment. So it's going to take a while. These folks who work in restaurants, for example, are the same people that rent the apartments that we replace flooring in. And that's going to lag a little bit. And we don't know how far it's going to lag out, Kemp. I mean, it's just speculation at this point. It's not nearly as bad as we thought it was going to be in the middle of March, that's for sure. Jay, do you see it differently?
No, the shape we're looking at is that of a smiley face, Kemp. I don't know if it's going to be a W, if it's going to be choppy, it's going to be a V. But when we look at the fundamentals in both of our spaces, when we look at 30-year money at less than 3% today, if we look at inventories at less than 6 months out there right now, if we look at our multifamily property managers and REITs redesigning to really have incredible, you know, work-from-home amenities and tech, we feel good about where it's going to be. There's a lot of unknowns going into Q3 and even some in Q4, but we feel very good about the space. As Dave said, our members have hunkered down to get to the other side of these rapids, and that's the way we're looking at it right now, not trying to prognosticate the shape of the recovery, but we just know there's going to be one.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, one of the things I want to talk about is, Dave, I know I've done a leadership interview with you in Floor Focus, and you're one of the sharper knives in the box, and I want to just get your take on the facts that you've been tracking surrounding this Corona-19 virus.
Well, the lead up there may have been far too kind. Thank you. Recently, if we just cut to the current moment, because this has been a moving target for some 11 weeks or so right now, the headline today is 100,000 fatalities. That's what you see if you pick up the front page of USA Today or whatever. Right. People continue to be focused on this when you watch CNN. These are fatalities with COVID-19, not necessarily due to COVID-19 to start with. The CDC's come out in the last few days with some data and some insight. The insight includes things like they're basically saying this hard surface transmission thing is not the big deal that they thought it was in March. The fatality rate, according to the CDC, is about a quarter of a point, 0.26%. Mm-hmm. And that's taking a 0.4% fatality rate with a presumptive 35% asymptomatic case rate, which, again, this is the most likely scenario published by the CDC. Outside of New York, if you delete the state of New York from the United States, more than 50% of the fatalities have occurred in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. It's 43% nationally. If you put New York back into the equation, which you can do, the problem with New York is once a patient is transferred from a nursing home or an assisted living facility into a hospital, that fatality is not counted in the same way. They're in a hospital. But all that said, 81% of fatalities so far, age 65 and up, 93% of fatalities, age 55 and up. Under 55, almost all of those cases have some sort of pre-existing condition, some sort of comorbidity. But the death rate under the age of 55, according to the CDC, 0.0022%. Or 1 in 45,000.
That's good for you two, because I believe you're both under 55, right?
Barely.
But let me just add, don't you still think though social distancing is the right move here?
Absolutely, yeah. Some common sense makes sense. Yeah. We don't need to roll around in bubbles and this sort of thing for sure. Mm-hmm. It does appear, and again, I'm not an epidemiologist, the viral load component seems to be huge. So if you dig into those cases back in New York, for example, you've got the age factor, and then you've got socioeconomic factors where, unfortunately, Latino communities up there, African-American communities up there, where you have a greater tendency for many more people to be living in a small domicile, have transferred this thing through the family. Yes, use some common sense.
Yeah.
Wash your hands, things that we would normally do. That we believe in that. We're doing that.
Yeah.
But we're just glad to see Georgia open up, for example. We've got that R factor people talk about. We're bouncing between 0.79 and 0.89 in Georgia. As long as it's just below 1, you're seeing a decline, and that's good.
Yeah.
People down here are using common sense like that. Mm-hmm. Kemp, yes, we think that that's an important thing to do right now.
You guys are running a national organization. When's the next time you're going to jump on an airplane?
That's an excellent question. We don't know. Yeah. I think it'll be sooner than we think.
Okay.
I was looking at flights on Delta today. Not sure when it's going to happen, but I was looking at something for later in the summer. Yeah. We want to be smart. We've been using the word pragmatic positivity. You've known us a long time, Kemp. We are positive guys. We believe in the future.
Right.
That's the reason we're looking at these numbers, to try to suss out ourselves what is real. We want our guys to be healthy. This is a marathon and not a sprint at the FBI group. That's how we look at it. We're kind of taking a watch and see approach here through at least June, and then we'll get back at it. And we're in our office in a smart way now, which has been a lot of fun, because there's a lot of friendships in our office, and that's the way we're approaching it.
Exactly.
You did have an annual meeting scheduled in Seattle this fall, and you've decided that it's probably the wise thing to do is to postpone that, right?
Yeah, well, we didn't decide that, actually. The governor of the state of Washington made that decision for us with their rollout, their multi-phase rollout plan. It just pushed us too close to the convention date, and there was no way we could run that far down that track and then find out he was going to extend it at the last minute.
Yeah.
So you asked about air travel. There were two components for us. One was, when will it be safe to get on an airplane again? And two is, can we actually pull this thing off this fall in Washington? And the latter decision was made for us.
Yeah.
front of that. We picked a bad year to be in Seattle.
Definitely. Thanks for giving us an update on what's going on with FEI Group. Again, been talking to Jay Smith, the president, and Dave Giesling, the CEO of the FEI Group. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.